President Trump's legal team is expected to wrap up their arguments against impeachment this afternoon, and then at some point it's on to questions from senators. A big question: will revelations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton derail the president's hopes for a quick acquittal? Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith with the latest. And Tamara, the Trump defense is expected to conclude shortly. What do you make of the strategy so far?
Yeah, I have spoken to people who are in on the thinking of the Trump legal team, and they will be using far less than the 24 hours that they were allotted. And as if folks have been watching the proceedings, the Trump legal team has repeatedly almost mocked the Democratic impeachment managers from the House for taking so much time to lay out their argument. In short, the president's legal team is arguing that everything President Trump did was within the bounds of the rights and authorities of the president of the United States.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the arguments. Yesterday, lawyer Alan Dershowitz gave the only direct acknowledgement of those new claims by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. To get everyone up to date, Bolton claims in his forthcoming book that the president told him that he wanted to hold military aid to Ukraine in exchange for an investigation of Joe Biden. Here's Dershowitz last night.
Nothing in the Bolton revelations, even if true, would rise to the level of an abuse of power or an impeachable offense.
So senators we're hearing are unhappy that some officials in the Trump administration apparently had the Bolton manuscript, yet the legal team has argued that there was no firsthand evidence of a potential quid pro quo. What are you hearing about this?
Yeah, so the Trump legal team In arguments yesterday sort of just barreled ahead with the arguments that they had been planning to make all along, which included the bullet point that House Democrats were relying solely on speculation built on hearsay. Well, John Bolton would not be speculation, would not be hearsay. He, as the title of his book says, was in the room where it happens, and has a firsthand account, at least according to the reporting on his book, which has not been disputed by Bolton or his people. The White House has made it very clear through statements that although the manuscript was given to the National Security Council for review, that others in the White House didn't know about it. They're trying to make some separation to say, no, it was over there. It was compartmentalized. We didn't know. We couldn't have told senators. We couldn't have prepared. But, acknowledging head on or changing their arguments based on these revelations that have not been offered into evidence yet, That doesn't work for the argument that they're making, which is they're trying to make the best possible argument for President Trump, trying to gloss over any possible inconsistencies or challenges with that argument. And so they just barreled forward.
Yeah, I want to ask you about something else. So Democrats need only one more Republican to vote to get them to get Bolton to testify. We keep hearing about this idea of a witness exchange, Bolton for Biden. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer just made a statement about this, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And the math here is that Democrats would need four Republicans to go along with them to vote for witnesses. There are three Republicans who have made a lot of indications that they would make that vote. It's the fourth Republican that's the big question. And possibly they would need more than four because there are not a lot of profiles in courage in politics. And usually people don't want to be the last vote. There has been rumbling talk about a trade. There's also a lot of discussion about how a trade could potentially just be a poison pill that would make everyone dislike it and make it have even fewer than the 51 votes that are needed. Chuck Schumer came out and said, no way, we aren't making a deal. We want the four witnesses that we've wanted all along. So he is continuing sort of the Democratic maximum pressure campaign, if you will, on these Senate Republicans.
That's NPR's White House correspondent, Tamara Keith. Tamara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.